Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tipiso Mutaung with I Will Bless Your Name. A very good afternoon to you. If you have just tuned in, happy, happy Wednesday. And of course, it is that time of the day where we get to catch up with Mfundiso Moyo. And of course, Wednesday Word Fest is what we call it. Mfundisi, good afternoon.
And this Luko.
How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. And first and foremost, I would like to apologize to our listeners. You know, I'm a bit late because of the traffic. It was too congested.
Oh, some days point, are busier than others.
Yeah, at some point I thought of calling you and cancelling, but I kept on saying by faith I'll get there.
And listen, you made it.
Yes, I'm here.
Just
now.
By the way, Dr. J usually comes in round about this time, so it wouldn't have been entirely wasted that you come in at this time. It's just that it's unusual
for me to come this time.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, great to have you with me, I must say. Mfundisi.
Thank you so much.
You know what I want us to do? I want you to introduce, I'll read your scripture today, and before you unpack it, I just need to go to the stores a little bit.
No problem.
All right, so it's fine. You can introduce your topic to whatever, and then.
Thank you so much. Greetings to our listeners everywhere, in their offices, at home, driving. We love you so much, and thank you to have you at this point in juncture. Today, our scripture is merely about association.
A very powerful thing.
Association.
Association.
Yeah, the imperativeness of association.
Sure.
We will unpack it as we read the scriptures after the air.
Can I say networking as well?
Yes,
added? Networking.
Yes. Association covers networking, relationships, you know. So who you relate to.
It's very
matters.
Important. That's so true.
Yes.
First scripture is the book of Genesis 13, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "But Lot, who went with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to nourish and support them so they could dwell together, for their possessions were too great for them to live together." The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. "But Ruth said, 'Don't force me to leave you. Don't force me to go back to my own people. Let me go with you wherever you go. I will go. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And that is where I'll be buried. I ask the Lord to punish me if I don't keep this promise. Only death will separate us.'" Genesis 45, verse 10 to 11. Scripture reads as follows: "You will live in the land of Goshen, and you will be close to me, you and your children and your grandchildren, your flocks, your herds, and all you have." Verse 11: "And there I will sustain you and provide for you, so that you and your household and all that are yours may not come to poverty and want. For there are yet 5 more years of the scarcity, hunger, and starvation of famine."
Thank you so much.
Bless the reading of his word. Okay.
Thank you so much, Sis Luke.
Let me do this quickly for this. Let me do this.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Thank you for allowing us, Pastor Moyo. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sis Luko. Like I said, today I want us to look and delve deeper to the issue of relationships, associations, and networking. It is very important. We see this strategy being used by God. You look at it from the book of Genesis and until Revelation, you will see that there is consistency when it comes to relationships, associations, and also networking. It's very important. So that is why one wise man once said, "You are who you hang around with."
Come on, come on.
You are who you hang around with.
They said, "Show me your friends, and I'll tell you who he is."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are or your future, where you are going.
Exactly.
We don't need to know about your 5 years from now. We just look at who you hang around. Then we can know what is going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years in your life.
Isn't it so that our parents as well used to say, "Hlukana nalo."
I love that.
Hlukana nalo.
In fact, it's as if you are reading my mind. Are you a prophetess?
No.
You see, because this is what I heard as well as part of my, you know, my foundation of what I'm going to teach about today. That this has got nothing also to do with spiritualism. Even in our own homesteads, households, it's a standing rule which shows that God has implemented this in everyone's heart and mind and soul and spirit.
It's a strategy of survival.
It's a strategy of survival.
True.
Parents, whether they are saved or not, they are very much concerned. And they also, that's the way they preserve their children. They always look at the kind and type of friends that you hang around with. And immediately they would tell you, "Please stop hanging around with so and so." And for that matter, to show you that God, this is God-given strategy. If you want to be uplifted in life, find your people of your journey.
Exactly.
So the parents, without even spending time with your friends, they will just see that friend for an hour. They can tell what kind of people are hanging around you and their destiny.
True.
And immediately they will tell you. Sometimes it becomes a huge fight. In a family.
It feels as if your parent is telling you to part ways with your friends.
Yeah.
They can see.
They can see what you don't see.
Yes.
They can see it. That's why they will tell you that this friend of yours is not good. It's not only parents.
Yeah.
Also, the sixth sense is given to wives as well. Wives are good in that. When you hang around with somebody, it doesn't matter whether that person is a pastor or is a prominent businessman or is a good person in the community. Your wife has got a third eye to tell you that this person, this friend of yours, is not good for you.
Do you think it's some sort of mental and gift God gives to wives when they get married?
It's a God-given.
You are a watchman.
It's a God-given strategy. That's why a wife is called a helper. They take a position or a semitism of the Holy Spirit. There's only one person in the Bible called a helper.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit. We find the name helper in the book of Genesis. I'll give you a helper. And now God is talking to Adam, but referring to a woman.
Exactly.
And that woman becomes a wife to Adam.
Ah, come on, for this.
And now in the New Testament, Jesus says so when he's about to depart. He says, "Look, I'm not going to leave you alone. There is a helper who is going to come. I'm going to go to the Father and ask the Father to release the helper." So the Holy Spirit comes in with a functionality to become your helper. You see?
Okay.
So now I'm clarifying that. When you are saying helper, I'm saying, yes, that's why we say women have got sixth sense. She doesn't need to be a wife.
Yeah.
As long as she's a partner, even in business, or she's associated with you, she's your friend, she's able to see something that you don't see.
True. Very true.
Exactly. That time. You understand?
That time.
She's telling the truth.
It actually makes me wonder, as you're speaking, you might be spotting the smile on my face, Mfundis. Ukuthi, why then do we struggle with some Christians who will argue ukuthi as Christians we don't want to associate with non-believers? It always baffles me because it's never a question of really association. Nje ukuthi abantu bafuna ukusibona sihleli kumashibhini. I don't want to see us compromising because that is pagame.
Well, I think they are confusing two words that I need to clarify. There is a fine line between association and love.
Okay.
Love is a commandment from God. We must love one another.
Okay.
So whether you are in the Shabin or you are a non-believer, I have to love you.
Of
it's
course.
A commandment. It's love. God so loved the world. So when he talks about the world now, it's like the net. Peter, when he caught many fish, there it's different types of fish that are in the net.
Yeah.
But it's only when they are offshore where they need to separate now.
All right.
You understand now.
Okay.
So that's how the gospel is. When we go out for crusades, go out for evangelism, we are throwing, we are casting a net.
Come on.
While talking about that, on Saturday, on the 4th of October, I'll be in Swaziland for my crusade.
Come on.
Was there on Sunday and Monday. Just came back. I'm sure you can hear my voice.
It's a bit, South Africa, you know. That's bad.
No, remember, we are commissioned to preach the gospel.
True.
To all the nations of the world, not only to our tribes or to our confines, within our confines or our regions. We need to go out there and preach the gospel, you know.
Sure.
And sometimes, as a pastor now, I'm strengthening some pastors who are listening right now. Sometimes if you gauge or judge yourself by the number of your local church, you might think you are not doing well. You might think you are not doing well. But let me tell you something. Go out there.
Come on.
You will see everyone comes in numbers.
You
know why? Because it's a crusade. It's evangelism. That's what you are doing. In a local church, we are building quality.
Come on.
We are building quality believers.
Don't be obsessed with the numbers.
Don't be obsessed with numbers, because those who come, you see, there are many other churches with all humility and respect. You see them full in numbers, but the quality of believers who are there is nepios.
Yes.
They are there for the things that they can get or the gift of the pastor. It's always deliverance, healing, deliverance. Come get this, come get that. You drive a car, you drive a that. But now a pastor who sits people and build the person of Christ in a man is not a popular pastor in his local church. It's only a few who are there for Christ.
Yeah.
Of course, yes, people need stuff. They need this. They need money. They need that. That's why even the service and the sermon must be balanced. It must build a man. It must build the character. Psychologically, emotionally, it must balance everyone spiritually. That is why today you see now, I'm talking about associations.
Of course. I like that. You know, it's just to mention, I have a friend and I was thinking about it recently. I thought to myself, she's never gone to a regular church. She always just goes for the famous ones.
Well, it's because of you said it, famous. So there's something that attracts people there. You know, it's either come, you get this, come, you get that. There's a prophecy. They tell you what is in your fridge and what not, and your number plate and the names of people that are your family members. So people get obsessed with all those things.
True.
But now, is Christ being built in that?
That's another question altogether.
You understand? Because now we need to... There's nothing wrong with prophecy. There's nothing wrong with healing and deliverance. But we can't have that January to December. If your gifting is in healing and deliverance and prophecy, good for you. But you need to invite people who are going to come and teach those people who are coming in numbers as well.
Exactly. Don't neglect the office
understand?
Of teaching.
If you are not gifted in that area, don't be obsessed by the number. You understand? Now be matured enough to say, this is not my area of speciality.
Yeah.
Let me call Pastor so-and-so who is pastoring, you know?
Yep.
Because preaching is not pastoring and pastoring is not preaching. You can be a good preacher, but a failure in pastoring. You know, so pastoring is where you sit people down, you teach them the scriptures, you teach them the ways of Christ, teach them Christ, who Christ is, who you are in Christ, that oneness in Christ, you see. So now, but today we are not there. I don't know how we ended up being there, but the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, you know. Somebody was helped today. Yeah, so, but now, associations are very important.
Yeah.
Relationships are very important. Mm. You need to be very pedantic when it comes to who you hang around with.
Yeah.
You it must be intentional.
Mm.
Like I said, people confuse love for association.
Mm.
Love is a commandment. We must love the world. We must love everyone out there. But associating with you, it's my choice.
Of course. Ooh.
It's my choice.
There's a choice to be made.
Yes, it's a choice that it's my will to choose who I associate with.
Mm.
And association, it entails also mingling with somebody. Mm. Being one with that person, whether in spirit or in flesh, that's association. You see, you can be associated in marriage. You understand? You can be associated in relationships, in business, partnering with people. That's association.
Mm.
That's why people say, that's my business associate.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
So it's very important that as we pray in tongues, as we read the scriptures, but let us also be wide open in our eyes.
Mm.
Like Jesus says to John, he says, "See, I have set before you an open door."
Mm.
But if you don't have eyes to see a door that has been set before and opened for you, you will complain in front of an open door.
And you'll keep knocking, yet the door's open.
The door is opened. Mm. You understand? So we need those eyes to see, you see opportunities, see people, you know. My wife will tell you one of the gifts that I have, which is very, very sharp. It's to identify a character of a person.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell you a person while they are speaking that this one is like this.
My older brother.
This one is like this. This one. So I vet them immediately. Mm. There is that vetting system that, no, this one, he or she is good at a distance. It's fine.
Keep them there.
Yeah, keep them there. You understand?
True.
Because there are some people who are, you know, they are good from a distance.
Mm.
It's
true.
Not a must that you must put
them
within your boundaries, within your circumference.
Sure.
Because people come with energies.
Mm.
A human being is a spirit.
Okay.
More than what we see the physical outside.
Mm.
A human being carries so much in him.
Oh.
That's why even the children of Isaac, when they were inside their mother's womb, God says, "I see two nations." He's referring to Jacob and Esau.
Mm.
He doesn't say, "I see two children." He says, two
nations.
So within a person, there is a lot that goes with a person.
Yeah.
So associations are very important.
Mm.
People are very spiritual. Who you bring within your circle can actually cause your boat to sink and crumble
Come
and crash.
On. Sure.
Remember the time of Jonah.
Mm.
When the people who were going to Nineveh, their own journey, paid their tickets, everything, and until a wrong person was in that boat, they lost everything. They lost everything because they had to take out goods that they bought, expensive goods,
sure.
Because they were fighting for their lives. They're fighting for survival, fighting to breathe. You see,
sure.
So they had to take out some who, I can imagine, some who went to order engines of cars and whatnot.
Mm.
You understand now? They had to throw out that whole engine because they assumed the weight of the engine is causing the ship to sink, only to find out it was a man who was carrying a spirit in him.
Mm.
Sure. And fortunate, Jonah was carrying the spirit of God in him.
Sure.
So, spirits are heavy.
Mm.
Spirits are heavy. This is a deep conversation, unfortunate, because of time. I can't expound it more. But those who have got a spirit and ear to listen, they can understand what I mean.
Sure.
You see, association is very important. Where we read today, you see, one of the great men once said, Apostle Julia Mangot.
Oh, okay.
He once said to me, Pastor Moyo, your network is your net worth. Your network is your net worth.
Sure.
I heard him twice because that's my subject. I always teach about associations and relationships.
Sure.
Your network is your net worth. That's why in a in the secular world or in the business world, they call it social capital.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because who you hang around with in the times of need can assist you financially, can assist you spiritually in prayers as well. So you need to balance people around you. That's why you find out people, when they are in trouble, many a times, when they need money, you scroll your phone, it's got 200 contacts. But you can't even find one person whom, when you are in trouble, you can call, and them also, because it must be a mutual, mutual association. You mustn't be a burden to somebody.
Exactly. You must also.
You understand?
Step
in a way, they must also rely on you. Whether spiritually, they must balance. They know that if I'm in trouble, if I go to so-and-so, if he prays, his God listens and answers immediately. So it must be balanced. Not
such
the
a
moment
beautiful
you,
relations to the, know the other carries this, the other carries that.
Yes. Yes. It must be a balanced diet. It's a mutual beneficial relationship. Because you can't have everyone having money around you.
Exactly.
Some people are gifted spiritually. They can help you in spirituality. Some with advice. God has given them unusual wisdom. That person might not have money, might not have anything to offer, but the wisdom that comes from that person can actually acquire you millions and millions of money. Just one session sitting with that person can actually take you, catapult you to your destiny. You see.
You're reminding me of a good friend of mine in KZN, Kayagaz. I always say, Kayagaz has been unemployed for the longest time. But one thing I know, if I will call on Kayagaz and say, dude, I need you to come to Pretoria. Dude, I need you to go to my home, Edugwa. She'll say, when, friend?
Yeah.
When?
Yes.
So she, I know she can never give me money when I need money.
Yes.
But I know Kayagaz will go and lift the
weight. There are people who can patch the gap.
Definitely. So I don't mind if she needs money and she hits me up. If I have it, cool, friend. Not because I know one day she'll help me. I know she doesn't have it.
Yes.
But I know if it's a Kaya, she'll say, when, friend?
Yes.
When do you need me?
Yes. Yes. So you see now, when that's why I said, this thing must be balanced also for this thing of associations and relationships.
Yeah.
Lest people go out there and are looking for people who are money only.
Exactly.
You understand? And leave people who God has actually brought in front of them to become human resources.
I like that.
You understand?
Human resources.
Yes, not only capital resources, because many times we ignore humanity for financial gains. There are people that when they are just next to you, they don't need to say anything. They carry God with them.
Come on. Come on.
If you invite them in your house just to say, hey, my brother, it's been a long time since I last saw you. Man of God, come visit me. Let's have a drink. Let's have coffee. Just breathing the same air in the same vicinity. That there is an impartation, there is exchange. When you leave that person, all of a sudden you feel that heavy weight. You feel lighter, you know, because those people, they carry God by nature. So the associations are very important. We see Lot and Abraham. When Lot left Haran with Abraham, he had nothing. He just left as one of the people whom the Bible counts to say, Abraham left with his wife Sarah and servants and many other, you know, flocks and all these things that were counted there. But now, as time goes on, where we are, where we read in chapter 13, now it shows now that life is full of chapters. Mm. Don't be discouraged because you are in chapter 3 of your life.
Chapter 4 and 5 and 7.
There is much for you. Because now in chapter 13, we now realize that Lot being associated with Abraham, being related to Abraham, going with Abraham everywhere. Now Lot gained.
Okay.
Automatically, his flock started multiplying.
Sure.
You understand?
Just
his finances started increasing. His business started booming.
Sure.
He started hiring more servants now to look after his goods and after his property.
Mm.
To an extent that in chapter 13, they had a fight, not a physical fight or an enmity fight. No, it was a good fight. You know, a good fight when now you are all millionaires, but now you just have to
nice
separate
life problems.
Yeah, you just have to separate offices.
Mm.
Somebody has to now start his own brand, and the other one is on brand.
Yeah,
you understand? That was the case for Abraham and Lot.
Sure.
But now look at the life of Lot at the end, when Abraham was no longer part of Lot's life. Lot finds himself in the midst of Sodom and Gomorrah, the city that God's anger is looking upon, down upon. You see?
Okay.
So now, again, for him to survive also that fiery fire, that furnace from God, he needed Abraham, because Abraham was interceding for Lot.
Come on.
He was, because he came to God and said, God, let's negotiate. Should you find 40 people who are righteous there, will you kill them? Will you destroy everyone? Will you burn the whole city? Then God said, no, it's fine. If it's you, Abraham, because I have a covenant with you. You understand? Ooh. There are people with a covenant with God. Whether they've got money or not, that covenant can help you. That person can negotiate for you with God, and God can hear and answer. Was it not Job's friends who tried to pray alone, praying to God? When they prayed, in fact, God redirected them. He said, go to my servant Job and let him pray for you. Go and offer offerings to him. Let him pray for you. When he prays, I listen to him, because there is nothing evil that has come out of that man's mouth. He has never spoken ill of me. He has never complained about how I dealt with him. So therefore, go to him. If he prays for you, I will answer.
All right.
So there are people who have got a covenant with God. God listens. God listens immediately. You see?
Sure.
Ruth and Naomi, because of time now. Ruth and Naomi as well. We find out that Ruth, where we read, she's sticking to Naomi by all means. She even makes a vow that has got a death sentence in it. She says, look, Naomi, I'm not going to go back to my people. Remember now, we are talking about Ruth, who lost the husband, lost everything. Now, she has to follow an old lady called Naomi. Naomi is old, has got nothing to offer. She has got no money. She has got no flock like Abraham. She has got nothing at all to offer. But Naomi had a covenant with God. So now Ruth says, no, I don't care that you don't have material possessions with you, but there's something about you that I will follow. Wherever you sleep, I will sleep. Wherever you go, I will go. Your people, as from today, they are also my people. What I like about the root at the end, she seals it all. She says, your God shall be my God. And she says, as of this day, I make this vow, the Lord must deal with me, must curse with me, should I change this vow.
Sure.
You see, that's why we see now, she walks this journey of life with Naomi. Who is Naomi? Naomi is wisdom. She has no money. She has lost everything. She lost her husband. She lost her sons. She's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
That this old lady lost everything. I don't know who I'm talking to right now who says, Mfundisi, my pastor, I lost everything.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Just hold on to God.
Mm.
Just hold on to God. You haven't lost everything.
Mm.
God has a plan for you.
Yeah.
Now, in closure, we will continue with this subject next week again. Associations and relationships.
Mm.
In closure, now, the Bible says, at the end of it all, Naomi had a cousin or a relative. You see, relationships now.
Yeah.
Called Boaz. Boaz was the richest man in the land. Filthy rich.
Mm.
Now, he goes to the field. I mean, he's going to check his possessions.
Mm.
Servants are working there. People are reaping the harvest. It was the harvest season, you see. So Boaz is in the season of harvesting.
Mm.
Naomi comes in with Ruth during the season of harvesting.
Mm.
And now Boaz sees a woman to marry, sees a wife. Now he marries Ruth, and Ruth becomes now the queen of the city.
Sure.
A lady who was cleaning behind the reapers, a lady who was nothing, who lost everything, but chose to follow Naomi.
Yeah.
Only to find out it was God's strategy. It was God's compass to take her to her destiny so that she becomes the queen of the whole nation.
Wow.
And now guess what? Ruth becomes, now if you look into the theology or the genealogy of Jesus, Ruth and Boaz, they now give birth to Jesse. And now Jesse, if we look at the Bible says Jesus comes from the lineage of Jesse.
Exactly.
You see. Mm. So now God has a plan and a purpose for everyone. But be associated with the right person who will take you to your map, to your destiny. Thank you so much, Sis Luko.
Amen.
We will continue next week with this subject of associations, networking, and relationships. It's very important.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We have run out of time, but thank you. Really appreciate this chat.
You're welcome.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.